We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Friday, it's JJJ, Jay Williams. Of course, you can hear on ESPN Radio. Catch on First Take joins us. He joins us now. Jay, what's good, man?
Man, it seems like a lot is going on in Memphis, man. I don't know. I woke up this morning. I'm seeing crazy comments from Penny. And, you know, and the Grizz with the loss kind of trying to bounce back. So, apparently, I missed a lot.
Now, we have – we live, you know, in a city of two extremes, man. We really do, because on one hand, you have glory, it feels like. We heard you and the crew talking about maybe multiple titles for Ja, which we will get to, and we appreciate that, certainly. But then the other piece of that, one of the most disappointing seasons, you know, that this college basketball program has had to endure. And I think Penny, that frustration and knowing that the season has not gone the way that anybody thought it would go, I think you saw a moment last night where that boiled over, and, you know, obviously some F-bombs, which we're all adults here. We can handle that. But just from your perspective, what did you make of Penny's response to the – was the question fair? What did you make of Penny's response to it?
Well, I recognize the world that we live in, boys. Life ain't fair. I don't expect people to ask me fair things, especially from us. We work in the media. Like, I know what the media is. Like, I'm also – a guy that played the game of basketball at a pretty high level for a pretty long time. So you know that questions are always going to come to you sideways. I think, you know, there is a new type of coach in today's sport. Like, I see it with Deion Sanders. I see it with Penny, with the way they're able to market themselves. With, you know, they're considered to be different because they're a little bit more truthful with their upbringing, which connects to the athlete a little bit differently. But, like, I also felt like I saw more – that's Penny the basketball player. I don't think that's Penny, the head coach of Memphis basketball, right? And I think that is because there is a lot of pressure on a guy who does it differently. There's a lot of pressure when you got a guy like Imani Bates, who, when I talk to draft scouts, are like, man, I don't know if this guy will go top 20 this year. Like, or, you know, like in 2023, they have him projected sometimes somewhere between 17 and 19 to 20. You're like, wow, this guy was supposed to be like the guy, Jalen Duren. Like, they've had injuries, and I get everything that's came along with it. I hate, because now this is something that could be used against somebody who is different. And I don't know, it's a really tough situation for somebody I respect and I admire, but like, that's not the way I would have handled that situation.
Have you, that's where I was going, is that line, right, where you feel offended by a reporter. You had ever been in a situation where it's gotten to a point like that, heated or whatever, and you've chosen a different direction?
You know, I think a different direction would just be like, I'm not going to talk to you, or I'm not going to address your question. Mm-hmm. And to be frank with you, I wish it would have been that. I wish it would have been like, hey, look, I know that you've written X amount of things about me. Next question. Like, just be honest about it. Like, I don't – like, that to me lets me know that it's getting to Penny that he responded that way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what that gives me insight into. And mm-hmm. Penny's been around this game long enough where he doesn't need to let that stuff get to him, or he needs to find other avenues of how to vent that frustration.
In terms of where the you know, can this be – you know, a rallying, because I have seen some reaction from the team. Like, some guys on the team have, like, they love it, right? They're embracing that. They're eating that up, that kind of he stood up. Can it be, you know, a moment that the team rallies around, or is that just kind of overblown?
I think this is one of the biggest inflection points of Penny's career. I mean, there's a line on the line here, right? If you think about a team that last year missed the NCAA tournament, went to the NIT, won it, you know, brought back three starters, brought on, like, an incredible recruiting class. and they begin their tails kicked, right? This is that moment for him and those players. I hope those players listen to that and do fight for that, because Penny's fighting for his coaching career right now. Like, that's what we're on. Like, Penny Hardaway, one of the most gifted players I've ever seen in the game of basketball, who had swag, who did it differently, who is bringing a lot more culture to the sport, like, is on the verge of could potentially lose his job. Like, that's a huge story. That's a huge thing.
Turning it over to the Grizzlies right now, Jay, and I tell you, I mean, it's the story in terms of Memphis and things that are going right, even with that loss, obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks. Grizzlies were shorthanded mm-hmm. in that one, obviously. Still, what they've done this season, now third in the West, a game ahead of Utah. Are you at a point, and listen, we were listening to you guys talk about multiple championships, heard you raving about the defense they're playing and their depth. Are you at a point where we're ready to say that they are better than Utah, the team they've passed, or are they in that? Is Utah still in that group with the Suns, Warriors, Grizzlies right now in terms of that top four in the West? Is there a top three that doesn't include Utah, or would you still put Utah right there with the Grizzlies?
I don't know if I would even want to get into like who's above who. I just know that Memphis is in that upper echelon. Like, I still want to see who the Grizz are going to be during the playoffs.
Sure.
When they come around. Because I think those are big moments that I want to see how they handle those big moments. But they kind of almost feel a little bit like, let me give you a football analogy here. It feels like I'm watching the Cincinnati Bengals, right? Like, from a talent perspective, like where a team is like, you're at that verge where, like, you should be in the playoffs all the time. Like, even Joe Burrow said it, which I think equates to John Morant. Joe Burrow was like, yeah, like, us getting a playoff win, like, you should expect that as the bare minimum of how we are. And that's how I look now at the Memphis Grizzlies. It's like, yeah, like, we're up here. Like, we should be winning championships. Like, we're in those conversations now. Like, we understand we have a star player. We have a great supporting cast and a team that knows each other. Like, now we have to start winning championships. I want to see how they handle the next step of that challenge, which is going to be fascinating to watch.
I mean, is a loss like the one that they took at home to the Rockets? And I know Donovan Mitchell did not play. Have we reached, like, the part of the season? Because, like, for example, last night, Warriors lose to the Pacers for some reason, who have nobody. Is that just January in the NBA? And actually, like, in that regard, I respect the Grizzlies more because they've avoided L's like that
Warriors
to this point.
Yeah, slowed down. Dude.
You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of been the growth point for the Grizzlies.
I think that is a crazy thing. You know, I try to really tell people, and I hope I do a good job by explaining this, because I really want fans to listen to how this is. Like, the regular grind of life is crazy, like having a job from 8 to 5 and working every single day, and whether that's, you know, physical labor, whatever it may be, it's grinding. There is something about, as an athlete, that same grind. Like, there's so many, think about how many days sometimes you just weren't there, right? You're like, oh, God, I'm just... And, like, you know, we all have those moments, and there's a lot of athletes, when you play so many games and you're so many times on the court, the teams that don't have a lot of those mishaps, like, that's so challenging and difficult to do, because that takes a certain type of effort every night. It takes a certain type of effort to keep going back and doing it at that level when people have a tendency to take days off, because it's just natural. We all do it. And that's why I think I try to rave about this team so much, because there's a level of a sense of urgency that they play with that has been sustained, you know, throughout the course of a year. Like, you don't see teams do things like that. Maybe they beat you with their offense, you know, because they're so much more gifted. But, like that energy that they play with, like, that's the best energy there is in the game of basketball right now. You know, like, and I'm willing to say that. Like, sign me up for a team that plays like that every single night. I won't be a part of that.
Jay, who should shoulder the majority of the blame for what's going on with the Lakers right now?
I always get a little bit, I feel like Frank Vogel is a scapegoat.
Yep.
Like, 15 months ago, they just won a championship. They were a defensive-minded team. Their personnel fit that. You know, then I kind of think a little bit about the Lakers is maybe they get in their own way a little bit, and I know that it was LeBron that wanted Russ and didn't really want DeMar DeRozan or Buddy Hield. But, you know, they gave up a lot of depth for Russ. And I think when you do that, you know, it changes the dynamic of your team, especially when you don't have the pieces that are there to help that big three be successful. And they're an older team. I don't know how you don't put some of this, like a lot of this, on like how they build their roster.
Right.
Like Rob Pelinka, LeBron, Rich Paul, like, it's like everybody, you know, it's how they built that roster, I think, has hindered them to a degree. Doesn't mean they can't grow through it, but it's hindered them for sure.
What do you think about the way that, and obviously KD is out, you know, for the foreseeable future with what he's dealing with, but what do you think generally of the way that the Nets have, I mean, this the Kyrie Irving part-time experience, how do you think that's gone?
I think it's going to be a series of ebbs and flows. You know, it looked good the other night when he was putting in work. But I also think that this is an opportunity for James here, and I think people should try to focus on that. KD's not there. Kyrie's part-time. Like, James is a special player, and I think sometimes because of how special KD is, because of how polarizing to a degree and special Kyrie is, like, a lot of attention has been off of James Harden. Like, he hasn't been having the best scoring year. He's averaging 10 assists a game. But, like, I want to see him get back to, like, old-school James Harden for a second. Like, and find that swag, because coming off what he had injury-wise, like, you feel like you haven't seen that as consistently. Like, you see glimpses of it, but you want to see James become James, because then that feels like when KD comes back, and even if Kyrie is part-time, like, that's enough.
What ends up happening with Ben Simmons, Jay? I guess if it's after the season, whatever, can you believe this has gone on this long and this dude's going to be out a whole year?
Well, it was a little bit ago when I was like, look, man, like, Ben Simmons is like, he's not playing this year.
Really?
Like, oh no, he's gonna pressure. I'm like, I don't think he's playing. And when you think about, you know, whenever somebody is affected mentally by a situation, when you could build a case for it, like, you have to take that seriously. You know what I mean? As an organization, as a business, especially with everything that we've gone through the last 2 years, 3 years. So I'm like, he's not playing, and I there's a part of me that kind of rocks with Daryl Morey. It's like, okay, like, I get it. Cool. I'm just going to wait for it. Now, how long can you wait for when you see Joel Embiid playing at MVP caliber level,
right?
And you know how injury prone he's been in his career. Like, you have to balance that.
Exactly.
But it's kind of a gangster move, and I kind of rock with it.
Obviously we have the divisionals this weekend, Jay. Tom Brady, I don't believe, has ever lost in this part of the playoffs. The Rams, to me, look like they got the ingredients to do it. Do you like the Rams, or does Tom Brady keep that streak alive?
Well, I wonder, with Tom Brady having some of his O-line out, they'll see. I think they got Jansen back, their center, which I think is huge for him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially trying to protect you against those boys like Von Miller and Aaron Donald, one of the best players we've seen in the game of football. I think, you know, can they protect Tom? And I know Tom can get the ball out quick out of pocket, but it's a different kind of pressure that they bring, right? So we were talking to Keyshawn today about, like, what kind of routes do wide receivers need to run, and a lot more dink and dunks and things of that sort. So, but I just kind of, guys, it feels like it's all culminating for the Rams at the right time. You know, Cam Akers comes back. He's run the ball like crazy. You know, you think about how their wide receiver core, like, we haven't even been talking about Van Jefferson. You know, we talk about OBJ. We talk about, you know, how talented they are. Rob Woods not even there too. But it's like, this team, it just feels like the time is right for them. And I think everything with Tom Brady is going to be put on hold for a little bit. I do. I don't think that's going to make Tom Brady retire, but I think it may come to an end for them this year.
He's going to want to come back even more if he loses in this round. So,
quite possibly.
And he'll look younger than what he was this year. How about that?
Strangely enough. Right.
Unbelievable. Hey, Jay, man, we appreciate
Thanks
the
so
time
much, brother.
Every week. Have a great weekend, brother.
Always, boys. You guys, too.
Yep. He is Jay Williams. Catch him on the morning show right here on 92.9 and First Take as well. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, man.
You on them Rams?
I am.
I thought so.
I think it's the time. Now, I hate doing it. I hate betting against Brady, but I'll tell you this. Y'all hated betting against Bill Belichick. Not you, but most people. Y'all hated betting against Bill Belichick in the playoffs last week. Y'all hated betting against Nick Saban in the national championship game. Mm-hmm. And look where you at. You broke, you ain't got no money, and you're wrong.
Tristan Wirfs injury.
No doubt. It's
his
too
line
much.
Is
it's
banged
too
up.
It's too much. No AB.
So
no
now
Chris
all you're
Godwin.
Telling the Rams is they got to get some pressure up the middle on Tom. Yeah. And you know that's the way you stop Tom.
Jalen Ramsey is going to take Mike Evans out of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to leave you down to Breshad Perriman and Scott Miller.
And Gronk.
And Gronk, who, you know, but again, they have a defense that can cover Gronk. I mean, Tom Brady's going to do what he does, and it's going to be a game. But the Rams are winning.
Just based on what I saw with Rams Cardinals, that defense was saving up.
Yep.
You saw Von Miller. He was a different dude in that game than he had even been at the end of the season in that loss to the 49ers that let them in the playoffs. That's a D that was just getting ready for this time. they're going to be able to get pressure on Brady. I'm with you on the Rams.
Yeah, Rams-Packers is going to be a hell of an NFC championship game.
Especially with that Tampa Bay line banged up.
And I would rather see Packers-Rams because the Bucs are, you know, banged up. It's not the full, true. You know what I mean?
The Packers are fully healthy. Yeah. You got Rams now coming around fully healthy. Beckham's gotten into a nice little role here with Stafford. You know, they got a nice rapport now.
The fantasy season's over, man. You know, you had him on your roster.
It could actually lead them to a real title, is what I'm saying. What's happened with Odell?
He would win a fantasy title and a real title, dude, all in the same season.
Cleveland was wasted.
Jason's already got that check.
Oh yeah, he got that check. Been spoken for.
It's in.
Spent. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, spent.
But anyway, yeah. appreciate Jay for joining us.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.